WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
So If you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Everyone deserves music, sweet music. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. 7 in the morning, step on the floor, walking through the kitchen and you open the door. Much left in the bottle of juice, because the seeds that you planted never reproduce. Computer still running, but your mind is cracked, because the plans that you made never came to pass. Now you're recognizing the times are hard when you're trying to take a bite at your ATM card. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. At the age of 15, learn to drink and drive. No one ever puts him to empathize. Making babies in the backseat on tranquilizers. Papa never was much a rolling stone. See, he just liked to sit and drink alone. Mama always tried to do the best she could. She would work all day and come home to cook. But we all vain, we all strange, we all stained. We all love to just complain. But nobody wants to seem to get along. See, we got shame, we got pain, we got blame. We all a little bit insane. So that's why this song, you know, because everyone deserves music, sweet music. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. Even our worst enemies, Lord, they deserve music, music. And even the quiet ones, why I sing this song, you know, because everyone deserves music, sweet music. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. Even our worst enemies, Lord, they deserve music.
I told you about our kid, now he's married. 25 and manage to live. A woman can survive. They may find
in the year 35.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care. Though you keep on saying you really, really, really love me, do you speak the same words to someone else when I'm not there? Suspicion torments my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion, why torture me? Every time you call me and tell me we should meet tomorrow, I can't help but think that you're meeting someone else tonight. Why should our romance just keep on causing me such sorrow? are so doubtful whenever you are out of sight. Suspicion torments my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion, why torture me? Darling, if you love me, I beg you, wait a little longer. Wait until I drive all these foolish tears right out my mind. How I hope and pray that our love will keep on growing stronger. Maybe I'm suspicious, cause true love is so hard to find. Suspicion torments my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion, why torture me?
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Don't let it happen. Don't. You do want me, give me a little sugar. If you don't want me, don't leave me on the run. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue and I want you, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling down, wearing a frown, you'll be there when I look around. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign. Show me that you're mine, girl.
Wearing your green slips.
I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They learn much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer, and if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you. same as the old boss.
Tomorrow's party. After so long, girl, and with the way you look, I understand that you were not impressed. But I heard you let that little friend of mine take off your party dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other sticker Valentines. I don't know if you are loving somebody. I only know it isn't mine. Allison, I know this world is killing you. Oh, Allison, my aim is true. Got a husband now. Did he leave your pretty fingers lying in the wedding cake? You used to hold him right in your hand. I bet it took all he could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say. Somebody better put out the big light, 'cause I can't stand to see you this way. Allison, I know this world is killing you. Oh, Allison, my aim is true. My aim is true. My
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Yo, turn it down, man. Turn that.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
Here's a song all about my deep devotion and love to the banjo. Yeah, there's a lot of jokes about the banjo.
Depose from The Faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
So I want to start today with what's really fundamentally an infrastructure story, but also a story about how we often sort of miss the forest for the trees, or we end up wrapped up in a detail when the bigger story is really the big picture. Many of you might have heard about this bridge collapse that took place in Pittsburgh. And because of the timing of a Joe Biden trip to Pennsylvania, it immediately became very, very political. We're even going to look at a clip on Fox News of a couple of anchors there talking about the collapse and Joe Biden's infrastructure bill and just getting just about every single fact wrong. But before we get to that, I think it's important to remind you guys that when we talk about infrastructure and the fact that the U.S. is woefully behind on infrastructure spending, that infrastructure spending, which in many countries is not political, in the U.S. is so politicized and partisan that we have hundreds of bridges with the exact same rating as the Pittsburgh bridge that collapsed. And yet we only talk about the issue in real serious terms when a bridge actually collapses. When we have debates about infrastructure, it is mentioned in passing. Hey, we have many bridges that need to be repaired, brought back, modernized, etc. But it's almost like it doesn't really exist until there's a bridge collapse. And case in point, there's a very good article on NewJersey.com, NJ.com, which points out nearly 500 New Jersey bridges received the same poor rating as the one that collapsed in Pittsburgh. And this is for New Jersey, and it has a map so you can see which are nearby. But it points out on the FHWA's National Bridge Inventory for 2021, 482 Garden State bridges received a grade of poor. That's the same rating as the bridge in Pittsburgh's Frick Park that collapsed on Friday morning, injuring 10 people. States, federal agencies, and tribal governments submit data to the bridge inventory on an annual basis. About 7% of Jersey bridges have that poor grade. 27% are good, which is the highest rating, and the rest are somewhere in between. Each bridge receives ratings on its deck, superstructure, substructure, and culvert, etc., etc. So also important is that many of these are railway bridges over which trains are transiting. So obviously, most of these bridges rated poor are not going to collapse. I saw a comment from a bridge engineer who has explained that also you can't always tell by looking at a bridge which category it's in, that there's lots of bridges that look very bad cosmetically, but structurally are actually in that category good, even though if you or I looked at it, we would say that that's an absolute disaster. But there are lots of these bridges with the exact same rating, actual structural rating, as the Pittsburgh bridge that collapsed. Now, of course, it probably won't collapse when you or I or any one vehicle goes over it. Usually it doesn't happen, but it reminds us that we have a primarily reactive economy. In the United States, and this is different than in many other countries, there's countries where you find this, but there's many European countries that have a different approach. In the U.S., certainly among the right, sometimes on the left as well, spending money before there's a problem is seen